Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple launched a brand new M5 Vision Pro update last fall, but according to a new report, it had little impact on struggling Vision Pro sales. While Apple itself hasn't released any sort of sales numbers for Vision Pro, a new Financial Times report paints a bleak picture for the product's current state as 2026 kicks off. The report outlines several negative trends for Vision Pro: low sales estimates for Q4 2025, a significant reduction in digital advertising spending by Apple, and overall declines in the VR industry. The report cites data from IDC, which claim that just 45,000 new Vision Pro units were expected to sell in the 2025 holiday quarter, which included the launch of the M5 model. Data from Sensor Tower says that Apple has reduced its Vision Pro digital marketing spending by 95% year over year in the US and the UK. Finally, the report highlights a weakening VR headset market overall, citing data from Counterpoint that says this year brought a 14% decline in the industry. Again, because Apple doesn't actually share any sort of data for Vision Pro sales, it's hard to know exactly how these numbers compare to what the company expected. For example, I'm skeptical that Apple expected the M5 update for Vision Pro to drive a huge wave in sales, especially when you consider that you could buy the dual knit band separately and add it to your existing M2 Vision Pro. But for now, this is all the data we have on the current performance of Vision Pro, and again, it paints a pretty bleak picture. Next up today, Apple has more than 20 products likely launching in 2026, and the festivities could begin as soon as this month. First, we're expecting the M5 Pro and M5 Max MacBook Pro. Apple released the base model 14-inch MacBook Pro powered by M5 in October, but the higher-end models were nowhere to be found. That is expected to change as soon as this month. There are new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro models on the way powered by the more powerful M5 Pro and M5 Max chips. Other than that boost in performance, we aren't expecting any major changes. The big MacBook Pro overhaul with a new design and a touchscreen is set for the end of the year or in early 2027. Apple is also working on a brand new addition to the Mac lineup that rumors say could launch as soon as this month: a cheaper MacBook Pro powered by the A18 Pro chip. That's the same chip as the iPhone 16 Pro. This would mark the first time that Apple has used an iPhone-class processor in the Mac. It's expected to cost well under $1,000 and will feature a 12.9-inch screen. Ming-Chi Kuo has said potential colors include silver, blue, pink, and yellow. While we're relatively confident we'll see this new MacBook and MacBook Pro update as soon as January, there are a handful of other hardware updates in Apple's pipeline. Throughout Q1, we're expecting the M5 MacBook Air, a spec bump iPad Air, and a new base model iPad. History suggests, however, that these won't be announced until March. Apple is also working on a new Mac Mini and a Mac Studio for the middle of this year, and the iPhone 17e is also in the pipeline, likely for February. And of course, we're still waiting on the new AirTag and the new Apple TV. These updates have been rumored for so long at this point, it's anyone's guess as to when they'll actually ship, but they are in Apple's pipeline. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 95mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 95Mac Happy Hour podcast. Sign up for 95 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 95 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 95mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, the next major iOS update will be unveiled in less than 6 months at WWDC in June. Here are some of the features rumored to be coming with iOS 27. Bloomberg has reported that Apple is developing an AI-powered health offering that's expected to launch as Apple Health Plus. This will be a new subscription service that will build on the feature set of the Health app by adding coaching, food logs, educational videos, and more. It's also expected to integrate AI to help you learn more about your health trends and make recommendations on what you can do next. The idea is that the platform will proactively help users achieve their health and fitness goals with personalized guidance and accountability. iOS 27 will also reportedly introduce a set of features focused on the iPhone Fold, launching in September. Expect to see upgraded multitasking capabilities that will be able to take advantage of the larger 8.3-inch inner display on the iPhone Fold. For example, we might see aspects of the iPadOS 26 windowing system make their way to iOS 27 for the iPhone Fold. Siri is still expected to get its major AI upgrade this spring as part of iOS 26.4, including a more personalized context feature, in-app actions, and on-screen awareness. iOS 27 will reportedly introduce a visual redesign for Apple's voice assistant. Reports have described the interface as looking like an animated version of the Finder logo from the Mac. Bloomberg says it's vaguely reminiscent of Clippy, the animated paperclip from the 1990s that served as a virtual assistant in Microsoft Office. Bloomberg has also reported that Apple has an AI-powered web searching tool in the works for iOS 27. Meanwhile, Apple's Photos app has gotten a lot of changes over the last couple of years, and it seems that more updates are in the works. There are references in leaked Apple code to something called improved collections inside the Photos app planned for iOS 27. There are also references to a new pairing system for AirPods. It's already super easy to pair your AirPods with your iPhone, but it seems like Apple has even more improvements set for this year's software update. And finally, Apple is working on a revamped calendar app for iOS 27. This was originally planned to be included as part of iOS 26, but was delayed to iOS 27 and macOS 27. Though we don't have any specific details on the revamped calendar app just yet, it will almost certainly be a tentpole feature of iOS 27, considering that it's one of the most popular apps on the platform. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.